I think it's very important that whatever you are called to do, whatever you feel like is in your heart to do, make sure you have a heart to be a teachable heart.
Welcome to Star of the Doubts. I'm your host, Jared Easley, and joining me today is a co-host that I'm thrilled to have on the show. It is my good friend, Dustin Downhower. Dustin, welcome.
Thank you, Jared.
And Dustin, we are very fortunate today, I think, as you know, our guest is a musician, is someone that just came out with an awesome new EP, done amazing things, and it's someone that you know pretty well. Actually, I'll let you do the introduction. How about that?
It is my wife, Dorothy Ann, with an E.
Dorothy Ann with an E.
It's been exciting to work with her on this process and be on the show with you guys.
So, Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jared. Glad to be here.
So, Dorothy, as someone who's listened to your new LP or EP, is that
EP? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's listened to your new collection of songs. My first question is, what's a girl to do?
What's a girl to do? Well, sing from their heart for sure.
Sing from their heart. I like that. So, there's going to be a lot of people listening and being like, I don't know Dorothy Ann. I should know about Dorothy Ann. And I know sometimes that can be a lazy question. I don't mean to be a lazy question, but let's just catch people up. Let's tell people about Dorothy Ann.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm a homeschooling mom of five. I've been singing since I was a little girl, and I've been pursuing, you know, having a professional recording career since I was a teenager. So this is just a dream come true to finally release an EP. And these are songs that I've been writing for a few years now. And we just picked and choose our favorite ones and the ones that resonated with people. And so we're just really glad that we produced it. And Dustin was really big into producing it. And, you know, I've recorded demos in the past, but this I feel is just really up to par to like be on the radio.
So. Absolutely. The quality is excellent. And so I want to really touch on that for a moment with you, Dustin. You've seen Dorothy like want to do this, and there'd be so many people be like, you know, that's something you do, you know, pre-family or whatever, but to continue to pursue that passion, what was that like from your perspective, seeing Dorothy really, you know, I'm not giving up on this?
Well, one of the things that's unique about our relationship is we work together. Like, even though I'm not a singer or a songwriter in any way, other than maybe doing the dishes around the house, we like to work together. We have a really good relationship where I know what good music sounds like at least, and I'm very supportive of her dreams and aspirations. And however long it takes to reach that goal that we had as far as putting this EP together, I was willing to be committed as a husband to help her along the way. And with my background more in the marketing side of things, I just wanted to help her out and on what I could do. So yeah, I totally support her 100%. I love how she balances her career with her family and myself. She is very intentional to separate those and make sure everybody has time for the kids, for me, and for her career.
Dorothy, we mentioned this, but I want to bring it back. Like, it could have been discouraging. It could have been like, well, this hasn't happened yet. And, you know, maybe this isn't the right time. But what made you persevere beyond that?
Well, just not giving up, knowing that the calling was bigger than myself. You know, everybody has a dream. Everybody has like potential and stuff. But just knowing that I'm not doing it for myself. It's for other people, to help other people. That's the thing. Like, if it was just for me, I wouldn't do it. Because it's much more funner to hang out with the kids and do that type of thing. I love being a stay-at-home mom. I love homeschooling my kids. I love ministry and stuff. But like going beyond myself and wanting to produce something professional and then not just reach the church, but also people outside of the church, it's just bigger than myself. And, you know, just looking at all the things that are out in the media and entertainment, there's a lot being produced that is very filled with self and just kind of pointing to worldly things. And I wanted to do something that God has put in me and just like glorify God and just point to God with this project.
Well, throughout that process, I'm sure there's been a lot of curveballs, if you will, a lot of things that you've had to navigate. And I know one thing that's probably not the most fun thing to talk about is some tragedy that's happened. And maybe we could just start with you, Dustin, and Dorothy, just tell us a little bit about some of the things that have happened and how God has blessed you throughout that and how ultimately now we're in a place where we can sing and still be grateful. So let's maybe talk a little bit about some of the navigations that you guys had to deal with.
Well, what's interesting is when we decided to move forward with this EP, part of it was actually raising the money to fund it through a crowdfunding campaign. And when we were fully committed to do this and jump on board and we had everything planned out, when we were going to launch and everything, Dorothy Ann, she was pregnant at the time. I don't remember how many months pregnant at the time. I think about 4 months. So we went to go to an appointment to check out if it's going to be a boy or a girl. And we got the amazing news that we're going to have a girl. But then we got some devastating news a couple hours later. And I'll let Dorothy Ann touch on that.
So that was in 2015. And we were pregnant with our fifth child. And we were very excited, like Dustin said, because we were finally going to have another girl. And our only daughter at the time was super ecstatic to finally have a sister. And unfortunately, she got diagnosed with something called trisomy 13. And it's very rare chromosomal defect. And the result would be terminal. Like they wouldn't do surgery. They couldn't do anything. Some babies do survive. And that's what we were hoping for. We were hoping that she would survive and thrive and we would have her in our life. But thankfully, we did carry her to term. So that was good because that was also a possibility that we wouldn't carry her to term. But we did carry her to term. And we gave birth and she was beautiful. She only lived 56 minutes in our arms. And through that, we learned that, you know, God is still faithful, even though we lost a life that we were completely happy for and excited for. God walked us through that tragedy. Like we weren't by ourselves. We felt God's presence like never before. I feel like my whole journey and, you know, being a Christian and stuff, like it prepared me for that moment of loss, you know, like, so anyways.
And one of the things that you talk about in when we're going through that struggle is you said, God doesn't make mistakes. He creates miracles and every life is precious. And I really think that's powerful. Even when you know you're going to lose somebody or something that's very important to you, if you give God the chance and believe for the miracle, he can walk you through it. And even though we didn't get the miracle that we wanted, we still got a miracle of our own changed hearts and the impact that she has made in the lives of many.
I'd like to hear maybe some other examples of just things that you can now look back on and be like, you know, there, this is some good that came from something that was so tragic. What are some of those?
Well, we got countless testimonies from people saying, thank you for sharing your story. You know, my so-and-so was diagnosed with that, or I lost someone and, or, you know, I couldn't have children and it's been difficult. Just from everybody's struggles, they were really touched by the story of baby Gracie. And I get messages sometimes saying, I'm thinking about her. And that's so touching to me as a mom, like this other person from, you know, around the country or whatever is thinking about my little girl. So it's just great to see that her life did impact so many people and still does, still continues to do so. And I hope that's what my music does too, is just like inspire people to have hope in the midst of like desperation and sorrow, like just to continue to have hope.
Well, and I think this project, this music project is a testimony of the title, Always Hope. And I remember reading that title and thinking, what an appropriate title, especially after some of the things you've had to go through, unfortunately, to say, hey, I'm going to keep singing. I'm going to keep being thankful. I'm going to always have hope. I mean, that's just a wonderful blessing for other people to see that. And I know for me personally, as your friend, like that encourages me. And then I know, and there's others that see that and they need to see that. So your story's not in vain. Your situation wasn't a waste. And you know that personally, but to hear that, you know, also from other people from the outside, being able to say, okay, I see what's happened in their life and now I can, you know, always have hope. And so I love the title and I wanted to maybe touch on that for a moment. What inspired the title for Always Hope?
Well, one of the songs that we were thinking about putting on the EP, I thought would be a great title for the collection. However, it got cut. It just one thing after another didn't work out with the song and the programming and stuff. So it ended up getting cut and we replaced it with another song, which I'm really happy about, which was God Above It All. And we've heard a lot of people wanted that song to be on the EP. It wasn't originally going to be on the EP. It ended up on it. But I didn't want to do that as a title because, again, I want the music to be like crossover to reach all kinds of people. There's two love songs on it, two more worshipfuler songs. And so when I was thinking about the theme of all the songs, it seemed like hope was an underlining theme of all the songs, from even the love songs, just believing that, you know, someone's love would not let go after years and such, to thinking like, well, I didn't want to do it too generic for just the word hope. I wanted something a little bit more. And going back to the story with baby Gracie, the doctor in the examining room, he kind of said, you know, we're not going to do surgery. And that kind of took me back. Like, why wouldn't we do surgery on the baby? Because there's always hope, you know, no matter what the diagnosis is, there's always hope. So I remember thinking that and just kind of questioning that. And so I think it's really cool, like full circle, like that is what this EP encompasses, like that still small, just that seed of like hope, you know, always hope, no matter through loss, through tragedy, through death, through pain, just always have hope no matter what. Like you can't go wrong with always believing and always having hope. You just can't go wrong. Like it's the mentality that keeps you going. It keeps a smile on your face, keeps life worth living.
All right. So I'm going to shoot over to Dustin for a moment. Dustin, you have confided in me and said, my favorite track is number three on the LP. So people who haven't heard the track yet, you're going to have to explain a little bit. What is it about song number three?
Well, one of the lines in it says, you are God above it all, no matter the circumstance. And as we've touched on in life, you've probably gone through things that are very difficult. There are situations and places that we find ourselves where we feel like we can't make it through. But when we understand it's not always in our control and we give it back up to God, we realize, hey, it's in His hands. He's God above all the situations. Regardless if it turns out to be in our favor or not, there's always a miracle, even in the tragedy. And so that's why I like it, because it was something that I was singing a lot in my heart whenever we were going through this. And there was a part of that song that wasn't finished yet, but my wife and a few of her friends finished the song a few days before the memorial of our daughter, Gracie. And she might want to touch on that.
Yeah. So verse two, it just talks about like, even as I'm walking through the valley, it's your grace that sees me through. When there's darkness all around me, I lift my hands to worship you. So I think everybody can relate to dark moments, those hopeless moments, and just looking up and seeing that your help comes from God is really what it's about.
There's one other thing, Les Brown, I love his quotes, and he says, if you ever fall, fall on your back, because if you fall on your back, if you can look up, you can get up. And so there's times where we fall down multiple times, but we need to fall on our backs so we can look up to God, who's the answer to every situation that we find ourselves in.
I want to talk about track number four. Track number four, of course, is something that I was able to relate to because my wife is Filipina. And I know, without giving it away, I mean, that's just a special song to you. So I wanted to hear about what compelled you to write that and then some of the cool things that have come from that song.
Yes, track number four is The Sun Rises. And if you remember in 2013, the Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, killing over 6,000 people. I think the figure's right now 6,300 or so. Just instantaneously, cities were leveled. It was people lost everything, loved ones, their livelihoods, everything was just gone in an instant. And of course, you know, the Facebook feeds were just filled with devastation and mourning and sadness. And I had this like instinct to just do something. Like, what can I do all the way here in Texas? What can I do to help the country I was born in? Because that could have been me. That could have been one of my family members. Most of us are here in the States now, but that could have been me. It could have been a family member. And so there's this number that came to mind and it was 10,000. And so I just had this like heart's desire to, Lord, I want to help bring aid and relief with $10,000. Like, it seems impossible, but I know that you can help me do it. And so we brainstormed. We thought, let's do a benefit concert. Let's bring together like all of my local musician friends and let's raise money for the Philippines. And through that, anytime there's an event, I always think like, what song can I write? So I was just watching some videos online and saw like these people that lost everything could still smile and they could still point to God. And there's this one line in this video where this guy sees it coming and he just says like, God, I thank you for all my blessings. And it just triggered this thought of like how the sun rises every day. Like no matter the darkness, again, it's that whole theme of hope, like the sun will rise, your sun will rise the next day. And the change in the song is at the very end, it says the sun will rise and we can trust him. So it's a picture of the physical sun rising and trusting it that a new day will come. And also the spiritual, like God, Jesus will rise in your life and you can trust him. And so that song was just birthed out of the devastation out of the Philippines and wanting to do something great and uniting people to give towards a good cause and helping other people that, you know, unfortunately couldn't help themselves at the time.
Wow. Yeah. Top that, Dustin.
Again, I'm one of those guys that a husband, I just got right beside her and I helped with the campaign that we did to try to raise funds. And it was awesome to see the people that came together from her musician friends that donated their time and their talents to do this benefit concert. And people's lives were touched here, and they gave, and we were able to send a check. It wasn't the amount that we wanted, but at least we did something. We didn't stay stagnant. We knew it'd cost us more to fly there to try to do work. So what could we do to help those that are already there? So we sent money, a check there from our ministry to the Philippines, a ministry that was already there. So they could do the relief work and start that process. We're still not done though. We still have a heart to help the children and the families of the Philippines and in different areas through child sponsorship. And Dorothy Ann is, and I are Food for the Hungry artists that basically try to help in poverty in certain areas that are very impoverished world. But it's really not much about giving people food, but changing a legacy. And so her heart, a long time ago, was to raise $10,000. We didn't quite reach it at that particular venue, but we're still trying to raise money through child sponsorships to help those in the Philippines. And we've partnered with an organization that we can do that to reach those goals and not just feed children, but also help with the legacies of their lives, and not just changing one life, but it changes many, many lives.
What do you say to someone listening who is hearing this and saying, I want a life that has an impact?
You know, I think that right now, something that's really strong on my heart is just to pursue your dreams and really find out what that God dream is. The gifts and the talents that God's given you, it's not for yourself. You know, in your life, like when people say, wow, you're a really good speaker, or, you know, you're really good with people, you're very relational, or man, you have a pastor's heart, or wow, that voice of yours, it just really touches me. Like, you know, when God has given you like this beyond you gift, like pursue your gift. Like, you can still do your job, you can still do your career, but there's a gift in each and every single one of your listeners that I would just encourage them to pursue their gift and let that gift take you farther than you can ever just expect or dream.
And if someone's wanting to be supportive of the Philippines or some of these things that you've been talking about, how can they potentially look into that?
No, they can visit my website. They can go to dorothyann.com. That's dorothyann.com/legacy. And there we have a page that talks more in depth about child sponsorship and changing lives through communities and providing education and food and training and equipping communities to be self-sustaining. And what's really cool about Food for the Hungry, which is an organization that I've partnered with, is that they go to impoverished cities, communities that are farther, you know, where one organization would stop, they go to the farther, deepest reaches, like where it's just super remote. So that's what I like about it, because it's just reaching those unreached people groups.
Dustin, we want to encourage listeners to basically follow along the journey that Dorothy Ann's on and pick up the album and connect. And what are some ways they can do that?
Well, one of the ways you can do that is check out our Facebook page, I guess, facebook.com/Dorothy Ann Music, and follow her along that way. You can get her music anywhere where digital products are sold. You can also go on our website, buy the physical CD, again, dorothyann.com with an E. But really, yeah, we want to have you guys engage with her, write her emails. She'll write you back. And whatever questions that you might have, if you're a musician, singer, songwriter, in this industry, you know the struggle it is to not necessarily make a name for yourself, but to walk this road. And we've walked the road together, even though I'm not a singer-songwriter, but we can help you kind of navigate through some of the parts, kind of fast track it without cutting corners, though, to do things with excellence and do things the right way.
Yeah, well said. I've been friends with both of you online now for a while, and I just appreciate how you are considerate to others when you're posting, when you're sharing. And I've followed your journey, and I got to say, it's a blessing to have you both of you here and share that on the show. We always like to close out, Dorothy, with final thoughts. So I think normally we would just close with one person, but since we've got both of you, I'd love to hear a final thought from each of you, if you're willing. So actually, let's let Dustin go first. We'll let Dorothy finish it out for us. Final thoughts, Dustin.
Well, I think it's very important that whatever you are called to do, whatever you feel like is in your heart to do, make sure you have a heart to be a teachable heart, because there are some people you look at America's Got Talent or the American Idol, and there's some people that get on that show, they really aren't talented with what they do. And make sure you really have real people speaking into your life that will help guide you along the journey and speak into your life and help you grow you and to be the person that you're called to be. Allow someone to speak in your life, even if at first you don't really like what they're saying, but they care about you and they love you because they want to see you succeed. So get someone in your life that you care about to help you to reach the dream so you can help more people.
And I would like to say along the journey, remember that the best part of the journey are all the stars that you meet along the way. And that's what it's really about. The relationships that you develop and that you treasure and that you cultivate through the years. So cherish those relationships with people that you love and care about.
You know, I want to add more that I'm thinking about this is there are many people that pursue their dreams and aspirations and they forget their family along the way. What a vital point in pursuing your careers is to remember your children. We have five of them and we have to be intentional with not forgetting them. So when we've been working on this project and trying to launch it, there are times where we're really working hard, but then when we're done, we then take moments to definitely spend time with them, have fun with them. We don't want them bitter at what we're doing and not liking. We try to include them. So find a way to include your children in whatever that you're doing. Even if they're not singers or whatever, they have a gift inside of them that can help in some way. Even if it's stuffing an envelope or packing something, let them enjoy the journey along with you. It's not just a mom and dad thing, but it's a family thing.
Man, I love that. And you do an amazing job at that. Of course, thank you so much again for sharing the message of always hope and being vulnerable and authentic. And Dorothy, we wish you the absolute best with the music and the ministry and all the great things that are happening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jared.